Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It is day 28 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is a flashback called A Murder of Crows.
Psst! Your birds are showing!
Wren looked around, searching for the source of the whisper, and eventually meeting the gaze of an old woman with bright eyes and blue-tinted gray hair. She was a jay, then. They were always pointing out the obvious.
I know, he said, trying not to be sullen and failing utterly. Don't you think you should do something about it? The pure humans will drive you out of town if they see.
I know, Wren said again, putting a bit of growl in his throat. Well, he tried for a growl. It came out more like a croak, and he rolled his eyes in displeasure.
Yes, that's what they'll do. They'll drive you out, the humans will. Drive you out, then go looking for more, and then we'll all be at risk.
I know, Wren repeated a third time, letting his anger out. Look, I'm trying. I know they're visible, but I can't.
The spell doesn't work.
But the old woman was still chattering. Jays tended to do that.
All of us at risk, and then we'll have to find a new planet, and this one's so nice, with the plump worms and the tall trees, and the skies with room to really fly, and then, what do you mean this spell doesn't work?
I've grounded and centered and counted to 10, to 50 even. I've done the incantation, I've drunk the calming tea, and no matter what I do, I cannot banish the thoughts of unkindness for longer than a couple of minutes.
Unkindness? Unkindness?
The woman tilted her head one way, then another, peering at him from one bright eye at a time.
But you're not a raven. You're a crow.
All of Wren's senses suddenly focused on the old woman.
I'm a what? You're a crow. Banishing unkindness doesn't work for crows. You have to banish
murderous thoughts, he said with.
I have to banish murderous thoughts.
My mother was a raven. He spoke the last five words very quietly.
I'm sure she was, dear. Happens all the time. She probably pushed you out of the nest much sooner than the rest of your clutchmates, didn't she? She'd have to, if she knew.
Wren nodded, his head bobbing in a bird-like way that he usually managed to hold in check. Humans were too perceptive. They might not be able to see his birds most of the time, but they'd notice the body language that was a bit off. The old woman, the jay, had gone quiet and still. That was odd, Wren thought. Jays only did that when they sensed danger. He looked at her more closely. She was old, yes, but not so old that there wasn't some plumpness left, and she wasn't too big, and he could... Oh, God, he could hear her rapid heartbeat threatening to burst through her body.
He was a crow, she'd told him. He couldn't reintegrate his birds with the unkindness spell. That only worked on ravens. Crows required blood. Blood and death. They had to give in to their murderous thoughts in order to banish them.
Silently, Wren thanked the jay, the old woman, before he lashed out. Hours later, all that was left in the street were a few blue feathers and a handbag full of birdseed.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.